message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Few minutes, it will balance out and everything will work out better. Somebody say amen. We are grateful to God for this fast, which has been on for about 12 days for many of us. And we are grateful to God for all that He has done since this supernatural fast started. And I know that tonight, the grand finale in this series of prayers will bring about the climax and will bring about great testimonies into somebody's life in the name of Jesus. There is something very special about the last day of a program. And that is because a lot of the things that God has prepared, because of His mercy, He releases them on the last day. Tonight, the last day in this January, 12 days of empowerment fast, because we still have several other fasts in the course of the month. 12 days of empowerment fast, January, is the last time somebody here will ever cry in the name of Jesus. The last time you ever cried will be the last time you will ever cry in the name of Jesus. I'm in touch with God and He's in touch with me. And He has told me that His plans for you are the plans of good and not the plans of evil, to give you an expected end. And I pray for somebody here tonight, you will enter into that greatness that He has designed for you in Jesus' name. You will enter into that greatness He has designed for you in Jesus' name. Supernatural settlement via praise. Supernatural settlement via praise. I'll be as fast as possible so as to pave way for the praise that we are going into tonight. Praise is a vital key for the settlement of a man. Life. Unfortunately, praise is one of the things that we give the least attention to. Believers love to fast. Believers love to give offerings, give seeds. Believers love to pay their tithe and be faithful in all that, which is very good. Believers, many also love to study their Bible, go for evangelism. But praise is one thing that believers don't really know the potency and the power. I have tested the power of praise to the extent that I named one of my children Praise. You know, when you know the power of something, it becomes something that you it's like you are addicted to that thing. Those that know the power of Gouda or Stout or any of the alcoholic drinks, they can do anything to take that alcohol because they know what it does to their body. They know how their eyes will be doing once they take it. They know what happens to their system once they take it. It's the same thing with praise. Once you know the power of praise, there is no way you will not get the best out of it. Looking at the ministry of Jesus, two of the greatest miracles of Jesus came from praise. The first is the feeding of 5,000 men, excluding women and children, in John chapter 6, verse 6 to 12. John chapter 6, from verse 5 particularly, all through to verse 12. God was able to do a miracle there. And in somebody's life tonight, there will be a repeat of such miracle in the name of Jesus. Multitude were everywhere. There was no food for them to eat. They had been following Him for days. And then He looked at them. Where are we going to get food for these people? The disciples said, the kind of food that will feed these people. Many drank country trailer cannot finish offloading them. Jesus said, forget it. Where praise is, miracles are there. And then He said, what do you have? They said, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He said, you have too much already. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. The guy said, go to verse 8. Let me read from here. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter, brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But what are they among these many? That's the way many of us look at our problem. Is the what can this my little salary do among this big problem I have? What can this little thing called praise do among the big, big problem that I have in my front? And Jesus said, someone say Jesus said. Jesus said, make them sit down. Now there was grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. Verse 11, please. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he took the few loaves available and he gave thanks. And what happened after that? And likewise of the fishes. And his disciples to them that were sat down. And likewise of the fishes as much as they were that they would. And when they were filled, they said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be left. That 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes were able to, it just began to multiply. After they fed everybody. In East, they will say, after they fed everybody finish. After they fed everybody finish, the thing still remained 12 solid baskets. In 2020. Nobody will come to your house and see empty fridge. Nobody will see an empty store in your house again. Mark it, in 2020, there will be no time your bank account will be empty. Let me hear you say a big amen. The second major miracle that Jesus did was that of Lazarus in John chapter 11, verse 41 to 44. Jesus got to his tomb. And what did he do? He did not hit his head on the ground. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, again he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I thank thee that thou hast heard me. That was what he said. And then from there he commanded that Lazarus should come out. He spoke to him. Lazarus, what are you doing there? You are not meant to be in the grave. I have already praised God. When you praise God, there's no need for your business to be in the grave. Only businesses that don't praise God stay in the grave. Your business and your career will never be in the grave again. I say your business and your career will never be in the grave again. Praise has so much power. It is programmed to usher you to supernatural settlement. Praise has so much power that it will usher you into supernatural settlement. And that is what will happen for somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. What is praise? Praise is the celebration of the person of God and the faithfulness of God. Praise is the celebration of the person of God and the faithfulness of God. The celebration of the person of God and the faithfulness of God. Number two, what is praise? Praise is command. Praise is a commandment which everybody is obligated to obey. Praise is a commandment. In Psalm 150 verse 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. God will not withdraw your breath. I say God will not withdraw your breath. I say God will not withdraw your breath. Say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You must also know that you were created to praise God. Isaiah 43 verse 21. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Isaiah 43 21. So the purpose of God creating you is for you to show forth his praise. Isaiah 43 21. Also in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. Called. Someone say called. Called to show forth the praise of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. So you were called to show forth his praise. You were created to praise God. That's why those that don't praise God, it's like they are not alive. You will not be a living corpse. I say you will not be a living corpse. I say you will not be a living corpse. I remember the story of one man and woman, they were in church. And the pastor said, oh, widows, stand up. I want to pray for you. If you know your husband is late, stand up. And this woman stood up. And the husband was beside the woman. And the man was pulling the woman. See that? What do you mean? I'm sitting here. He said, no, you are like a living dead. I'm very sure he was not a praising man. He was not a praising man. If he was a praising man, he would have known what to do. If he was a praising saint, he would have known what to do. His life would have changed. There is a secret that works everywhere. It's called praise. It works in Nigeria. It works in Ghana. It works in the U.S. It works in Iran. It works in Saudi Arabia. It works in Australia. I will not mention Mali tonight because somebody will say that I'm talking of Malians again. Praise God. I don't know any Malian. I don't know anybody called Mali. I just know there's a country called Mali and there's a blessing there. Praise God. Don't have time for nonsensities. Praise God. I said, praise God. I said, praise God. If I have time for nonsense, will I have time to be dishing out the word to you like this? And we are declaring the blessing of God and people are receiving the blessing. Praise the Lord. Know your friends. Try to know your friends. You know, we have not. This fast is finishing, but the word on settlement has not finished. Till this month ends, we'll be dishing out the word. Every minute. We are still going to have supernatural settlement through association. It's coming. Supernatural settlement through excellence is still coming. And many, many, many other things that are still cooking and are still coming. Supernatural settlement, protection for supernatural settlement, of your supernatural settlement. Because what you have collected, it must be protected. So, we are still, in my place, they say we are still bringing the bed from the pocket. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know what I'm talking about. Praise God. How many of us have been enjoying God? If you have been enjoying God, shout a big hallelujah. If you have been enjoying God, shout a big hallelujah. What is in praise? What is the content of praise? What does praise carry? I'll just show you that tonight and then we'll go to praise. What does praise carry? Number one, praise is what turns captivity into liberty. Acts chapter 16, verse 24 to 28. You know the story very well of Paul and Silas. They put them inside the maximum prison. They jailed them. They locked their leg and their feet. And in verse 25, Acts 16, verse 25. And at midnight, they began to praise God. They began to pray first, and then they went into praise. And as they praised, somebody said, suddenly. Suddenly. That's what praise does. Suddenly, the Bible said, their chains was loosed. That's what praise does. Praise always makes the captive to become a man or a woman of liberty. Tonight, whatever has held you captive is going to let you loose tonight in Jesus' name. Whatever has held your family captive is going to let you loose tonight in Jesus' name. Number two, what is in praise? Praise grants you access to your inheritance. Psalms 100 verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. No praise, no access. Until you can praise God, you can't access God. Some people will tell me, sir, I don't know why I don't hear from God. It's because there's no praise. If praise always precedes your prayer, you will hear God. You know, praise is a melody in the ears of God. And when you give your lover melody, they will download. When you stand in the door of your lover and you are singing songs, she will open the door. But when you get there murmuring, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyers. Any man or woman that is not a God praiser is heading for destruction. You will not be destroyed. I say you will not be destroyed. I say you will not be destroyed. So praise grants you access. Somebody will access his inheritance tonight. If you are that person, let me hear you say a big amen. You are entering into the deepest part of your inheritance tonight. In the name of Jesus. Number three, what is in praise? Praise makes fearful things happen. Exodus 15 verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Praise makes fearful things happen. If you are a God praiser, there is no way your life won't be an amazement. There is no way you will not be a surprise. Many of you here, before March this year, you are already a surprise to your family. Before March this year, you are already a surprise to your family. Friends, God is a faithful God. All you need to do is to praise Him. All you need to do is to praise Him. He's faithful. I have never seen anything that is called difficulty when praise comes. And I mean, in my little life, I have faced a lot of things, a lot of challenges. Some we cannot share here on the altar. A lot of attacks, a lot of things in my little life. Most of it have been conquered on a platform of praise. Most of it have been conquered because of appreciation. You will not depreciate again. I say you will not depreciate again. Fearful things happen via praise. Number four, what is in praise? Praise grants you defense. Defense. Psalms 18, verse 3 to 7. I will call upon the Lord. Psalms 18, verse 3 to 7. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrow of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death. He was talking about the various things around him. He said, but despite these things, I will continue to praise this God. They shot me in the night. They shot me in the day. They brought distress. They brought all sorts of things. But what I will continue to do is that I will continue to thank this God. Praise is a defense. Someone say, praise is a defense. I say, praise is a defense. If you want to be heavily guided and defended, what you need is praise. If you want to be heavily guided and defended, what? Because when you are a God praiser, regularly God dispatches angels to protect your movement. God dispatches angels. I read in a book earlier on this year, towards the end of last year, a particular place, people normally pass the place and they attack them, they rape people, they steal people's money, all sorts of things. But a particular young lady, we always pass that place and nobody, we attack her. Eventually when they saw that this lady was a lady that was an addicted God praiser, so she was always heavily guided. From today, you'll be heavily guided. In the air, you'll be guided. On the road, you'll be guided. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Many years ago, I was driving myself from Lagos to Ilorin. And as I got to, we're still using the former road at that time. It's a long time. And I was listening to praise on my own. My wife normally tells me, Pastor, don't be putting earpiece in your ears when you are driving. That was then. And then, for that time, I still used to do it. So I was listening to music. I was alone. I did not hear that a trailer had lost its brake with full goods, and they were shouting, everybody clear. I was just listening to music. Oh my Jesus. And when I'm on the stage and I'm dancing, it's no different from here. The leg will be dancing everywhere. I was just dancing. I did not hear anything. The window was, oh, I did not hear anything. But something just told me, oh yeah, just pack. While the worship was on. So I just packed. What's going on? Okay, let me just pack. The trailer now came and faced the place where I just parked and crushed all the cars. I was looking at them from the mirror. Before I know, what happened? They say, ah, are you this man? You this man? Only God saved you. And I saw flames everywhere at my back. The car behind me was affected. The next evil that the wicked is sending to you, it will not affect you. The next arrow of death they are firing at you, you will escape it. Praise is a weapon of defense. It's a weapon of defense. If wicked people come to you, get up in praise. If wicked people attack your children, get up in praise. If forces of darkness attack you, get up to praise God. He will always defend the praisers. He will always defend his praisers. He will always defend his praisers. One of the things I apologize to God most is anytime I complain about anything. Once I get back, I say, God, I'm very sorry. Why would I have even complained? Because complain complicates destiny. Complain. It makes destiny to be rumpled. Number what am I on now? Number five. Should I go on or I should just stop right here? Sorry? I should go on. Number five. Praise fights your battles. Psalm 149 verse 6 to 9. Psalm 149 6 to 9. Praise always fights your battles. Psalm 149, 6 to 9. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment. When you want to punish the forces against you, it is with praise. It's a punishment upon the people to bind their kings, their father's father's father. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles, their excellencies that want to judge you, you judge them with praise. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. It's an honor to the saints. It is an honor to praise us. For God to judge the wicked against them. God will judge the wicked who against you today. I say, God will judge the wicked people against you today. Number six, I believe. And I'll just take this one more and I'll stop here. Number six thing that praise does for you is supernatural promotion. If you have not experienced promotion for long, your praises is lacking, is deficient. Is suffering from praise deficiency syndrome. Thanksgiving insufficiency disease. Because praise is the catalyst for promotion. I've told you before, by God's grace, God helps me to move and to move. But the only time that I experienced stagnation in my life was when I was always complaining. I was walking in a place and a particular lady was sitting beside me. She was the greatest complainer of the century. She would complain about the MD. She would complain about the organization. She would say, the MD, they are driving private jets. They are doing this. They are doing this. And we look at us. We are the ones suffering here. And initially I didn't. But later I asked, you know what you hear regularly after some time, it becomes part of you. Initially when she used to say, I would say, No, it's not like that now. You know, they need the private jet to fly to go and check the. But later, as he continued to say, you know, what do you mean? They are just enjoying. We are suffering here. After some time, I said, yes, now. I think you are right. Immediately I said that, yes, now my progress stopped like that. So I was now wondering, what's going on? I'm not like this. See my life. No movement. No forward movement. No pro. Everything just day like this. Like statue. Are you? There are some statues in Lagos that I see there now. Three statues like this. You know their names in Uganda. The thing was just or like the Statue of Liberty in the is it in the US or so? Eh? Statue just stay like this with that thing on his head. That's the way some people's life are. As from today, your life will be progressive. On the day you notice that you are not progressing, it's because you are not praising. And for many years, my life did not change. Until one day, I stumbled on the Word of God. I stumbled on books. And I saw that, wow! This is the problem. In fact, it got to a point, I was promoted. I went for a meeting in Akure. And I was they announced promotion there. And people congratulated me and other people. By the time I returned back to my base, they reversed the promotion. They said, we are sorry. We shouldn't have promoted yet. Jehovah, promotion that I just I called my wife. I told her, hello, baby. Soup money will be aggravated and it's going up. Oh, I've been promoted. Oh, I will now go back again and say, So it moved the depression forward. But one day, the merciful God showed me what to do. And I changed my approach. It's just giving glory to God for my life. I will get to work in the morning before everybody. I will anoint everywhere. I will be thanking God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And then gradually, the promotion that was stopped came back. Many other things started coming. And it's coming. And it will keep coming till eternity. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. So stop. If you have noticed that you are not being promoted, you are not moving forward, it means that you are a complainer. Praise, we always give you promotion. Lack of praise, we always give you stagnation. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. That is, there's nothing working. Nothing is working. He said, yet, somebody say yet. This is the word for somebody tonight. Although things have not been working, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, things are not working. He said, yet. Look, let's go on with that scripture. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord, despite what I'm going through. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. He said, yet, I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The God, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hen feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Somebody here will walk upon his high places. You will walk upon your high places. Mark it. Where you walked last year will be different from where you walk this year. You will walk upon your high places. You will be moving from level to level. You will be supernaturally promoted in your organization. You will be supernaturally promoted in your department. Somebody say a loud amen. Mark it. I will celebrate with you your promotion. I will be alive to see your promotion. I will be alive to see your promotion. I will see the goodness of God coming upon your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Friends, I am set again to dedicate multitudes of babies this year. As in, there is going to be an outbreak. If you don't want to get pregnant, take cover. Alakotakata, ya. 2020. If you don't want to get pregnant, lakata garatakata ya bara baziza ilato barato gizazia kradasha. I said this before God. What you will see this year, your mouth will open in amazement. I say your mouth will open in amazement. Your mouth will open in amazement. Concerning your brothers, your sisters, yourself, and all that desire, this year your mouth will open in amazement. 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 God is going to shock you this year. He's going to shock you with blessings. He's going to shock you with favor. Lakata gara badasi ke tika ridia sagada. Jayaka garato barite ke diga dagata kodasia. This year is declared your year. I said this year is declared your year. No power can stop you. No force can stop you. No wicked force can stop you. Witches cannot stop you. Powers of darkness cannot stop you. Occultic powers cannot stop you. Demonic forces cannot stop you. By fire, by force, you are moving forward. I say you are moving forward. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy of our praise.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.